So here is one. So I'm just going to spend one foil on each extension, and we'll finish that today. So here is a technology for effectively telling telling the compiler where to do the computing. So this is done with the on home command. So normally the compiler uses the owner compute rule to work out where to do the computation. So normally, if you had an expression like x of I equals, it would find out which processor x of I was stored on, and it would do that computation on that processor. So the on home tells it to do it on the processor which holds the variable, which is the argument of the on home clause. So it allows you to specify to violate the owner computes rule. And more generally, it allows you to take a loop and specify where the loop can be done, which is quite important because in some sense, do independence violate the owner computes rule, really, because it's just not data parallelism, but really loop parallelism. Really, you should be specifying where the index I resides, not where some x of I resides. That's more natural. It's more natural to think of things being labeled by I rather than by some data array being decomposed. Because remember, for the event parallelism, it is sort of data parallel, but it's not. You never really have an array. You don't naturally have an array having all the random numbers. What you naturally have is you just generate by Metropolis or some other mechanism different random numbers, and then you have some algorithm to decide which processor to do the computation for those random numbers. So there's not naturally an array associated with it. You can still think of it as data parallelism, it's just you don't have to think of it as an array because you do the computation with this random number and then you throw it away because all you want to do is to store it in some global averages. So the whole concept of arrays and data parallelism is not terribly natural for do independent, at least not for the class of, say, for those Monte Carlo. So I sort of see on home as a pretty reasonable extension, and it fills a gap in the language.